Podplay.
Idag passar det verkligen att säga varmt välkommen till Hockeypuls podcast. För utanför mitt kontor just nu gassar solen på och det är strax över 20 grader ute. Men vi ska trots det fokusera på sporten som spelas på is och en klubb i SHL som på senare år andats toppkvalitet i alla led, nämligen Rögle VK. Och jag har med mig sportchefen Chris Abbott och det kanske blir lite svängelska ibland härifrån mitt håll. Jag ska försöka prata svenska enbart, det kan bli lite engelska. Chris kommer att prata engelska så ni vet om det i alla fall. Men Chris, jag får säga välkommen tillbaka till podden. Du gästade ju förra säsongen.
Ja, yeah, tack Adam.
Du, jag är lite nyfiken på säsongen 2020-2021. Då tar ni er till final. Förra säsongen, då vinner ni grundserien, blir utslagna i semifinal. Vad är det från de två säsongerna och de erfarenheterna som du känner att ni kan bära med er in i kommande säsong?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the main thing obviously is that we, you know, we've yet to achieve our goal of winning a SM gold and you know our focus is on that and yeah, it means we've got to take those lessons over the last couple of years. Don't get me wrong, we've had a lot of success and we've had a lot of fun along the way, but you know, our intention is to bring a championship, SM Gold championship back to or to Engelholm rather.
Och vikten av att vinna CHL den gångna säsongen och faktiskt få lyfta en trofé. Vad tror du det betyder för det här laget och den här föreningen?
I mean, that was a huge event and a big win, first championship for the organization. So not to take anything away from the Champions Hockey League title, that was, yeah, just a huge step for the organization. But, you know, our goal, speaking about the SHL, is to win, obviously. Really happy about finishing in first place during the regular season. I think that always sets yourself up for a good spot going into the playoffs. But yeah, overall, obviously didn't win our last game last year. So that's the intention next year.
Som sagt, ni vann ju grundserien, men klarade inte av att ta hela vägen i slutspelet. Nu när det har gått några månader, vad känner du att ni saknade för att kunna vara med och tampas om den där finalplatsen och se det mera guldet?
Yeah, I think like with a lot of things in hockey, you know, there's all different factors, right? And it's not just one thing. So I think when we look back on the season, and in the playoffs specifically, you know, in the SHL, you need to be playing your best hockey at the end of the year. And for a number of reasons, you know, we didn't kind of hit our peak at that time. We had a lot of players play a lot of games last year through the Olympics, through an extended season. We had a number of Champions League games as well that, you know, above and beyond. And, you know, those sound like excuses, and that's not what I'm trying to give. Just wanted to look back and look at things realistically and where we can be aware of, you know, for next year. And you know, I think that along with some injuries, some you know, players that were unavailable. I think of Tony Sundin being injured before the Färjestad series, and obviously Erlend Leesund out for the balance of the season after November. You know, among others. Ted and Leon and various guys battling things through the playoffs. I mean, it just made it for an uphill battle in that Färjestad series. And even still, we were, you know, about a minute and a half or 2 minutes away from forcing game seven against them. So, you know, we're going to take much the same approach. We want to be playing great hockey going into the end of the season. And, you know, we hope to be in a position in the top four to make a good run for it in the playoffs.
Vi ska ju verkligen djupdyka i lagbygget alldeles strax senare i podden här. Men jag undrar, den upplaga för 22-23, hur skulle du säga att den står sig kontra fjolårets och den du ställde på isen för 2021?
Well, it's never, you know, the same team. You're never going to have the chance to work with the same group because guys, you know, move on. We have to take steps ourselves, for instance, just because of the way, you know, player development goes and obviously their own careers. So I think our biggest difference is, you know, that next year, I think it looks like we have a lot of the similar players back to last year. We've been able to continue working with Wojtek Mozik, for instance. We've got Wallander back and Tony Sund and Sammy Janssen on the back end and Erlend Liesend. And we brought down from Hollandia Michael Kaplan. And, yeah, I think we've got a very, very good balanced team right from the start with the same two goalies, our expectation anyways. So I think, yeah, just being able to get right back into it is going to be an advantage, we hope.
Ni har ju i dagsläget i alla fall ett brett forwardstall, 16 stycken till antalet när du och jag sitter och spelar in det här. Är tanken att de ska få visa upp sig i augusti och när försäsongen startar efter semestern och att ni sedan tar ett beslut om vilka ni behåller och vilka ni lånar ut? För jag kan ju tänka mig att ni inte kommer starta med den numerären, va?
Well, there's, you know, a certain amount of uncertainty with a handful of players on our team right now. You know, I think of Marco Kasper, for instance. I anticipate him being drafted in the first round, and it'll be up to whichever team, if he does sign, if they'll keep him with us or not. I'll certainly be in Montreal to, you know, to introduce our myself and Rogla's interests, you know, when he is drafted, and we anticipate Marco back. But, you know, that's one among a number of others, you know. So, yeah, we'll see how things play out in August. And I think what we want to do, and we've shown over the years, is give all players an opportunity, a fair opportunity to earn their ice time. And, you know, we have a number of exciting young guys that are in the process of developing to the next level. And, you know, I want to make sure that we give them a fair opportunity to establish themselves as SHL players before we, you know, need to find a good loan opportunity for them.
Ni hade ju det yngsta laget i SHL i fjol och ni fortsätter på den inslagna vägen nu också. Vad är den främsta anledningen till att du väljer att bygga lag på det sättet med ganska många ungdomar, om man ska kalla dem så? Alltså, är det för att du gillar deras entusiasm? Är det för att det är billiga kontrakt och bra komplementspelare? Är det för ryktet Rögle får? Eller är det för att de inbringar pengar för er i framtiden när de skriver på NHL-avtal?
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, perhaps a, you know, like everything, a number of different reasons and factors. I think the main one is that we, you know, we see potential in younger players, and, you know, we value that potential maybe or perhaps more than other clubs. I think, you know, if we look back on the last 15 years in the SHL and which teams have won very often, you know, they have outsides impact from top young players, you know, young guys that take the next step while they're playing in the SHL and help win a championship. And we definitely see that potential with a number of guys that we have and we're going to be working with next year, along with, you know, the many top players that we have that are established already in this league. So it's, yeah, just our approach, and we're trying to do it as well or better than 13 other teams.
Semifinaluttag nu i våras och ni förlorade finalen mot Växjö året innan. När skulle du säga att det största revanschuget infann sig? Var det i fjol när ni var så nära, eller var det i år när ni vann serien men inte lyckades ta er till final?
Both very different years. I think, of course, playing in the finals, you're a little bit closer, so I'd have to say that the series against Växjö, you know, we played that year 14 very good playoff games. I said it last year, I was very proud of the group and the approach. We may have tweaked things a little bit during that series, but, you know, for the most part, we played the game that we wanted to, and you know, didn't get those bounces and that those stops or power plays or what have you, all those little margins that add up, and they weren't with us that series. So yeah, we had a closer opportunity the year before, obviously playing in the finals, but still a very good team last year that I felt, you know, had what it would take going into the playoffs, and then, you know, the result was not making the finals. So we're back at it, getting recharged, and yeah, looking forward to the, you know, this season coming up.
Hockey Sverige har ju lärt känna Rögle som ett topplag under de senaste åren. Finns det något ni kommer att förändra till nästa år? Alltså såklart inte för att få ett annat resultat, för ni har ju varit väldigt framstående. Men jag tänker i hur ni kommer att uppträda, hur ni kommer att uppfattas. Kommer det vara någonting annorlunda med Rögle till spelsättet och hur ni kommer att se ut där ute?
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to, you know, continuously stay at the front of how hockey is going to be played, you know, 5 years from now. You know, we want to be a team that is playing an exciting brand, an exciting style, one that allows players to make decisions and within a structure that is very demanding and accountable to win, but at the same time, you know, allows players to do what they're best at, and that's to utilize their skills and be creative and find, you know, opportunities themselves. And that's we're just trying to create that environment for them to feel successful and to feel very confident and then to go out and just have a lot of fun playing. So we want to be at the forefront of that in Swedish hockey, and that's what we continually try to do.
Ja, då är den här sportresrutan nu och då. Det är ju 5 frågor som Chris Abbott ska grillas med. Ja, grillas. Jag vet faktiskt inte hur mycket jag kommer pressa upp honom mot väggen med de här. Men han har i alla fall fått dem på förhand, så han har haft lite tid att fundera. Och då blir man ju väldigt nyfiken på vad han kommer svara under de här rubrikerna. Den spelaren hade du velat värva från ett annat SHL-lag?
Yeah, to be honest, I just pulled these up 5 minutes ago, so
okay.
I haven't been.
Sorry,
but,
guys.
But I can answer these. I mean, this is my world, right? So pretty easy. I really, I can say I valued the way Brian Cooper played last year, and thought that he did a great job against us in the playoffs in Oskarshamn. So I would say he's a player that I think is underrated. You could argue and. Yeah, one that's obviously playing in Växjö next year, but that I really really enjoy his game.
Ja, han fick ju spela OS i Peking också. Var ni där och försökte locka honom till Ängelholm?
You know what, I don't, let's not discuss, you know, different events and possibilities, but you know, we really I can say identified Brian as a player that had value even being maybe beyond the hard statistics. I think that's where, you know, some things are overlooked sometimes. But yeah, it wasn't for us actually at the time the right fit, but really like his game.
Så har du märkt av att lönenivåerna förändrats sedan förra sommaren?
I anticipate that the budgets of teams will be increasing somewhat this year. I think that, you know, as far as like the actual salaries, you know, we haven't done a whole lot of signings this year. So I think across the market, probably it's certainly not gone back, especially after 2 years in kind of pandemic mode. Teams probably announcing some solid results from last season. So, yeah, I anticipate some salaries to increase, but not so significantly. I think it'd be yeah, within that 5% range, perhaps.
Har ni höjt er spelarbudget för 22-23?
Well, we hope that that's the case. I've been given indications that we'll be able to. I won't speak to, you know, what those levels are, but again, I think we've, you know, been very, very happy with the way that things have happened in the past, and I know that we've gained the trust of our board and the organization, and that we've, you know, been able to accomplish a lot as a team without having a budget that, you know, is the highest in the league by any means. And I think that's one thing that's, yeah, maybe not understood by a lot of people, is that, you know, it's not a case of us, you know, just buying the most expensive team, because that has not been the case at all.
Det var det jag tänkte fråga om, Chris, också. Var ligger ni någonstans i löneligan, skulle du säga, i SHL?
Oh, I can say we last year have been how do I say this? Let's just below the mid range.
Okay, so vad kan man säga då, mellan 6 och 8, någonstans där i mitten, eller?
Yeah, you can. I'll just say what I said there. Yeah,
okay.
Beneath the middle range.
Ja, just det. Är det därför det har varit svårt att locka vissa av toppspelarna som har lämnat KHL? Jag vet att det ryktades lite om Anton Lindholm till exempel, och att Cody Curran som skulle vända tillbaka från Nordamerika var ju också uppe på tapeten vad det verkade. Är det därför ni har gått bet på några av toppspelarna ni har tittat på?
No, I mean, I should even qualify my last comment there. We tried to spend more of the deadline last year. We wanted to be. We were looking for, and we're actually hoping to add one last player that I'm sure would have, you know, moved us higher up. But yeah, just the point was that we've got a bunch of guys that have really, you know, bought into being in Engelholm and part of Rogla, and it's yeah, the credit goes to them for making those decisions and us doing what we can. But you know, to your question there about it being difficult to attract those top guys, we have that possibility, and that's been known. I won't stand back and say that we can't afford it, because we absolutely can. We've got a very solid backing from our sponsorship and board, and great financial footing, but obviously still need to be reasonable and responsible. And yeah, when that guy comes along, you know, that we really, really need to extend for, then we probably could, but you know, that hasn't happened yet.
Rögles mest oväntade genombrott 22-23.
Not to put any pressure on anybody, but I think that Riley Sheen's game, you know, will translate to the SHL. Really excited to work with him, 27-year-old from Edmonton, Alberta, and he's been playing most recently in the German league and has done very well there. And just a great attitude, great competitor and person, and looking forward to welcome him to Engelholm in a couple months.
Ja, och han har ju tidigare spelat faktiskt i Kina och University of Calgary, om man tittar tillbaka de senaste åren här. Men just de två säsongerna han fick i Tyskland, hur viktigt tror du att det blir för hans personliga utveckling i SHL och kanske även akklimatiseringen till den svenska ligan?
Yeah, it'll be an adjustment to the SHL for sure. I mean, I think one thing I try to, and we try to evaluate players, look at their game and see how it will translate or adjust to Swedish hockey. And one thing with Riley, he's a very smart hockey player, and you know, he's adapted in each league and setting that he's been in, and really value that. And I see, you know, obviously he's ambitious, and he's hasn't taken the normal route, and that's also been the case with a number of guys, including Cody Curran, similarly played, you know, U Sports or in the Canadian university level. So I just excited to have Riley in Engelholm, as I said, and I think he's got the right approach, and look forward to seeing him get started in August.
Vad jag förstått så kan Riley Sheen spela både forward och back, och ni har ju värvat på det sättet tidigare med Joel Legia för 1,5 år sedan. Är det givet att Sheen kommer vara forward, eller ser ni att han kanske kan använda som back om det krisar ibland?
I don't know if that's a typo or not. I'll have to ask Riley. I'm sure he's not seen himself as a defenseman.
Okay. Jag läste bara på Elite Prospect-sidan här att han har använt som back ett antal säsonger också.
Mm-hmm. No, see him playing up front, but just like with Joey, I think it was the other way around. He played mostly defense, but could jump up if we needed him.
Okay. Vad är det för typ då för den svenska publik som inte känner honom? Är det en Daniel Saar eller en Leon Bristedt? Alltså, vilka kvaliteter har han som kommer att skina igenom nästa år?
Well, I think everybody's their own player. I think he's still speaking about Riley, I think he's got a very unique skill set, and that he can be an effective scorer, as he's shown in the last number of years, and very smart, intelligent hockey player, especially coming over the line and making his reads offensively. You know, and it's going to be an adjustment. I think that's the main thing, and that we'll have that patience, because, you know, this is a really tough league to come into and have immediate success, and there'll need to be some changes. And I'm sure he's, you know, with having the right attitude, willing to make those, and you know, modify his style to be what it needs to be on a winning team here and be very successful here.
Den bästa värvning du sett en annan sportchef göra. Valfri säsong, klubb, sportchef och spelare.
Ooh, any season in the club or something? Jeez. That's a big broad one. Let me keep it to like this year because I like living in the present right now. I think there's a number of exciting players coming into the league for next year, obviously with the KHL being for many, not an option. So I think Linus Holstrom coming back to Linköping or signing in Linköping is going to be an exciting player back in the league, one that I think is can be an impact, big impact there. I'm actually really big fan of Jiri Inela's game, who's just signed in Frölunda. I think he's got another step to take in his career, and followed him in Helsinki previously. So I think those two guys will be exciting to watch this year. But as far as having a big, terrific answer for you, I don't have the best signing ever. Probably the easy ones, drafting the Nathan MacKinnons or Sidney Crosbys. I think those Precis. Are game changers.
Här hamnar guldet 22-23.
Oh, our club is going to win next year. That's without a doubt. I will want to say that. But you know what? It's a very competitive league. We've got a lot of great teams that, I think are putting together some exciting rosters for next year. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's some team that we're, not expecting to.
Du och Cam har ju ända sedan ni började er resa i Rögle pratat om att vi ska vinna det där guldet. Varför är det viktigt att prata i de termerna? Även när man kanske inte har varit på den nivå som klubb tidigare.
Well, yeah, if you're not being able to say that, then you're most likely not going to get where you want to go. I mean, you never set out without a plan, and if you don't have a plan, well, then you're failing to, I think, live up to what your expectations of what you're trying to do. With anything in life, it's not just in hockey. So, I think to be able to state that, confidently, as I've said before, I think that. One of the most important things, not be hesitant to put those expectations on. And I just love that now, we've got an organization and a group of players that, are on the same page, and everybody has the expectation of winning every game and winning our last game, and super disappointed if we don't. And that's, I'm very proud of that. Very proud of that everybody's adopted that mentality that this is supposed to be about success and about winning and also about having a hell of a lot of fun and treating people well.
Ja, vad har då Chris Abbott satt ihop för typ av lag? Jo, men vi sitter och spelar in det här i juni, det ska vi säga till alla lyssnare också, så det kan ju ha faktiskt hänt en del saker efter att det här avsnittet publiceras. Just nu i alla fall 2 målvakter, 7 backar och 16 forwards, och vi ska diskutera några av de här i detalj, tänker jag, gå ner på djupet. Och först målvakterna. Kalle Klang, Kristoffer Riefalk. Lite kort om Klang. Är det 100% att han spelar med er nästa säsong? Eller finns det en risk att Anaheim tar över honom?
Absolutely, there's a risk. No, I don't see it being 100%. I'm hopeful that we'll have Kalle back playing with us. But, part of me hopes that he goes and wins a starting job as a 20-year-old in Anaheim. I wouldn't bet against him. So, the same time, I think that Anaheim, and we've had good discussions and cooperation with them, and their belief anyways is that he'll be back in Engelholm playing with us and taking on, I anticipate, an even bigger role and wanting to fight for that number one spot. And Kalle's a very competitive young guy that I think is going to take the next step. Hopefully it's with us after next year in Anaheim.
Ja, alltså han har ju på något sätt fått stå bakom Jesper Wallstedt i en svensk hockeykontext i alla fall. Men jag tycker det finns en sån bubblande, enormt stor potential i Kalle Klang. Jag kan se mig honom vara en av SHLs bästa målvakter nästa säsong. Du som känner honom väldigt väl, vad är det som gör att Klang har det här i sig som man känner att du kan bli en av Sveriges bästa målvakter i framtiden?
Yeah, I look at the compete level and the maturity of this young man. Kalle's, you know, from day one working with us here, and he's, yeah, I think came in around the same time that we were. It's been 4 or 5 years now of him playing in Engelholm and Magnus Wenström being instrumental and having him come down. I believe it was during the 17-18 season and starting here. And yeah, Kalle's a very competitive young man, very driven, and he's, you know, he's got the right approach in terms of his professionalism right from, you know, when he was 15, 16 years old. He knows what he wants to do and has set about doing that. And, you know, you talk about him behind Volstead, I think, you know, there's every possibility that, you know, he could take over that position as Sweden's, you know, top young goalie from 02 birth year. And we'll see at the World Junior Championships if given that opportunity. Yeah, I see him, you know, being the guy for sure.
Och då kan man tänka sig att det blir en rätt häftig målvaktskamp mellan Kalle Klang och Kristoffer Rifalk kommande säsong. Men på samma ämne så skulle jag vilja prata lite om William Wallinder. För jag tycker att han var en av slutspelets bästa backar oavsett klubbtillhörighet faktiskt. Hur mycket hoppas du få se honom få en så här rejäl genombrottssäsong här 22-23?
Yeah, William took a huge step with us last year. He's a very dynamic young D-man that is one that I think is going to just get better and better. And you know, last year was a big step for him in his development. I thought he's a maturing young man and one that, you know, takes pride in preparing himself for you know what he needs to do in the SHL. He's just been a pleasure to work with since coming down, and I think that's one thing that we try to do is have an open mind with every guy that comes in and give them, you know, that opportunity to create their own identity. And William has just approached it the right way, and I know he'll continue to. And I mean, you know, he's a guy that's going to just continue to put on strength. And I look forward to working with him again this year, and we'll see, you know, beyond that, when he's ready to go play in the NHL, I fully expect him to be able to do that.
Det pirrar alltid till lite extra tycker jag när SHL-lag värvar bra kompetenta spelare ifrån varandra. Och ett sådant fall är ju Michael Kapla som ni tar ifrån Skellefteå. Jag vill börja med att fråga dig Chris, var ni på honom redan när han lämnade Västervik och tittade ni på honom när han spelade i Hockeyallsvenskan?
Yeah, I've been following Michael for a few years now. In fact, he had played with Brady Ferguson in in Newfoundland Growlers in the East Coast Hockey League. Followed him to Västervik and had been in touch with Emil Georgeson there while he was playing for him. Actually, even before going up to Skellefteå, had been in contact and just a terrific young man that is actually getting married today, believe it or not. Today, tomorrow.
Yeah,
exactly. So just an awesome guy that we're really looking forward to having come down. He's, I would say, underrated in terms of his impact in the SHL. There's a lot of players, I think, or a lot of people rather would not, you know, have full understanding of just, you know, how impactful he's been.
And lite som Brian Cooper kanske. Man kan jämföra de två.
Yeah, I mean, even more so. I mean, Kapla, you know, the absolute top of the league in terms of his 5-on-5 impact, his expected goals differential, and in a number of different categories, whether it's shot suppression from the slot from an advanced statistics standpoint, and he played for a very good team in Skellefteå, don't get me wrong, one of the best, but he was one of the best on one of the best teams. So he's an exciting guy, and combine that with him being a terrific competitor and very professional person, it's going to be a good fit.
Var ser du honom i er backhierarki? Är det här en första, andra, tredje back? Är han där någonstans i din mening?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, we're a team that doesn't like to label, you know, guys in certain spots and say, this is where you're going to be playing, because I don't think that's fair to any team, and every guy appreciates that. So he's going to come and fight for his position like everybody else. But I do see him having qualities of being a top defenseman in this league. And I expect him to continue to show that he's deserving of that. And he's going to have every chance here in taking the next step, just as we've done with a number of players, whether it's Ekestal or Cody Curran or every guy that we've, you know. I think one thing, especially our defensemen have taken steps in their careers here. I know Michael's going to do the same thing.
En spelare som har haft en häftig utvecklingskurva i Rögle, det är ju Anton Bengtsson, och såg honom på nära håll här under VM och imponerades djupt av honom. Men jag vet att det har sipprat ut lite uppgifter om att NHL-klubbar har tittat på honom. Är du orolig i dagsläget att förlora honom till världens bästa hockeyliga?
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's, you know, one that we live with as SHL teams. And you know, on one hand, of course, you'd be probably the biggest part, extremely excited for Anton. And I just recall, you know, speaking with him before he came down here 3 years ago, and you know, that should be his goal, that he should be looking at making it to the NHL. And obviously along the way, playing for the national team, which he's done, and had a great world championships. And we'll see if, you know, he has that opportunity. But yeah, really proud of his development. And yeah, just absolutely love working with Banger. He's been a great teammate in the past with myself. He's a great teammate with all of our guys, and just a guy that leads by example, and exactly the type of person and player that we want to continue working with. So we'll see what happens if you know he's with us or not, but I'm sure from our side, hopeful that that's the case.
Ska man anta, Chris, att Daniel Saar kommer att spela för Rögle nästa säsong?
You know what, Saar is that's an interesting situation. We of course would love to continue working with Saar. We'll see how the, you know, that plays out. I don't have any comment beyond that.
Okay. Av de ungtuppar som finns i truppen, vilka är bestämt att de ska åka över på träningslägrena hos deras respektive NHL-lag, och vilka är det som kommer att stanna kvar hos er hela försäsongen?
It's up in the air to some degree right now. I think, you know, the younger guys, for instance, I think Tarnström and Strömgren, and I believe Naderbach as well in July. We'll head over and take part in a camp there. Obviously, the World Juniors being in August for the O2s right now is going to be interesting. We'll have a number of guys, including, I believe, Dieter Bach, Ballander, I imagine, Jungman.
Den här gången måste han väl komma med, va? Chris Ballander.
Vad säger du? He must, right?
Ja, exakt. Alltså, med tanke på hur bra han var förra säsongen så måste han få chansen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I fully anticipate that, and I'm sure that'll be the case. It'll be an interesting and very eventful August, and we'll have to just be in good coordination with all the guys moving in and out. But our season starts September 17th, if I'm not mistaken, and hopefully have everybody back before the Champions League game September 1st and ready to rock and roll after they've had their opportunity to show themselves in North America.
Du, vi ska alldeles strax avrunda här, men vi har inte pratat allt för mycket om forwardsidan, men jag tittar på den. Jag tycker att det finns så mycket att gilla där. Alltså, nu har vi pratat om många av de yngre killarna, men det finns erfarna sådana, det finns de med grönvitt hjärta, det finns speluppläggare, målskyttar, flera som skulle kunna ligga över 20 mål nästa säsong. Alltså, ni har ju byggt upp någonting väldigt, väldigt intressant, tycker jag. Är det i ditt huvud något som fattas? Är det någonting du söker på marknaden som du känner att det här skulle verkligen komplettera vår forwardsida?
Yeah, I mean, well, hell yeah. I mean, there's a lot to be excited about with our group. I think all the way through. I mean, we've got some exciting young players, some many guys that have established themselves in our league and, you know, continue to play at the top level. You know, I think of guys like Brady Ferguson, a player that gets, you know, doesn't get a lot of credit for what he does, but, you know, plays, you know, some really tough minutes and does an incredible job for us. And plays the right way. And I think, you know, the list goes on, you know, with Banger, who you've mentioned, Anton Bankson, and just the level Dennis Everberg brings all the time, and having Kim Rosedahl in and Riley. And yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun next year, a lot of competitive players that are seeking ice time and working hard with each other, but also to, you know, to earn their spot. So, and that's not to mention, you know, the many of the young players that I wouldn't count out of taking, you know, their next step, whether it's Tarnstrom becoming a full-time SHL player, because he's, you know, shown in the playoffs that he can do it at a very high level. Linus Wedin, Niederbach, of course, coming from Frölunda, I think he's, you know, potential to take a big step this coming year. And yeah, Jungman, who you just brought in down from Linköping, it's exciting. And what are we looking for? That's a great question. I think, you know, somewhat depends on the uncertainty regarding a few players that we spoke about, including Marco or Anton. And, you know, if that were to happen, how we were to replace. But, you know, overall, I think if we were to add something right now, given our lineup, it may just be another established player that can be at a you know, take our forward group to an even higher level. And yeah, we're continually looking for that that right player up front and defenseman.
Lite kort om två spelare du nämnde där. Theodor Nidbach, han kommer att spela center, eller?
Probably, possibly, hopefully, we'll see. okay. You know, he's you know, that elusive right shot centerman. It seems there's not too many of them in the league, and if he can show that you know, he has that ability to play that role, I think that's where Detroit sees him eventually. And you know, we'll have probably give him that opportunity to yeah, have a good look in that role. So we'll see how things play out. But yeah, just excited to have him down in Engelholm, and he's just had an awesome approach so far. I know he's working his butt off right now, and it's gonna be exciting to see him take the next step. And that's one thing, you know, it's consistent in our league. It's always young guys coming up that, you know, prove to be on the path to excellence over in North America and have a bigger impact than is expected in our league.
Daniel Ljungman, är tanken där att han ska lånas ut till Hockeyallsvenskan kommande säsong?
I mean, I think there's that possibility, but I think we have the expectation these guys are going to fight for, you know, their role in the SHL, and I hope that's the case. And if it's not, we're going to obviously work with him to have find a great opportunity for him to be playing a lot of minutes in the Hockeyallsvenskan and to come in and play with us when it's possible. But you know, he's a part of our organization and is training hard. And I've told him, the first thing I said is, you know, I expect you to be playing with us next year.
En spelare som jag tycker det pratas alldeles för lite om, och du lyfter ju fram honom här, det är Brady Ferguson, hur smart han är. Och nu delas ju inte Selke Trophy ut i Sverige, men hade det gjort det, hade inte Brady Ferguson kunnat vara en väldigt högaktuell kandidat till att ta hem det priset?
I would agree with that statement, absolutely. I mean, Brady, you know, he does what he does with some very tough minutes, and with just an awesome attitude and a high capacity to work and be consistent, dependable. And yeah, I have only good things to say about him. And I mean, his fit in our organization and into the community, and he and you know, his family, and JC, his wife, and young son Barry, they're just great, great people. And yeah, you know, I think he's becoming less of a best kept secret, but you know, he's an awesome player and great guy.
Ja, verkligen. Avslutningsvis här då, Chris. Hur spenderar du sommaren? Är du en sån som kopplar ifrån helt och hållet och försöker att lägga ifrån dig luren och bara liksom, ja, men njuta av ledigheten? Eller är du hela tiden ajour?
I'm actually back in North America now and have had a chance to be back, come back here and visit some family. Myself have been back in North America too often the last few years with the obviously the lack of travel. So Been doing some work from over here. We've got a few things to continuously work on and obviously be aware of the situation. And I'll be at the draft in July. I've got a big coaches conference that we're having. A number of our junior coaches over for in Ann Arbor next week that Cam's giving a speech at. And yeah, just really, really happy to have the chance to, you know, see this, get back into this part of life as well and to reconnect with some people.
Grymt. Chris, stort tack för att jag fick låna dig här ett tag och prata om Rögle kommande säsong.
You got it, Adam. Thanks very much for having me. Really appreciate it as always.
Grymt. Och stort tack till alla lyssnare också som hängde med i det här avsnittet. Ni vet ju att det kommer fler sportchefsavsnitt den här sommaren och ni kan höra av er till oss på vårt Instagramkonto, Twitter och adam.johansson@expressen.se. Så där, hoppas att ni har det bra oavsett var ni befinner er i landet och njuter av sommarvärmen.
Du har lyssnat på en podcast från Expressen. Ansvarig utgivare är Claes Granström.